Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
FM 104 Sunday Night Live with Louise Ty.
Dublin's hit music station, FM 104, Louise with you until 1 o'clock. I'm now joined on Zoom by Blue Scannell and Veronica Detyshenko. Hello, how are you?
Hi.
How is everybody?
We're very good. Thank you for having us.
Thank you for joining me. So I suppose, Blue, tell me what happened. You were part of Miss Dublin.
Yeah, so I applied to Miss Dublin last year in at around like September time, and I was thinking I'm very into like blogging and on Instagram, like fashion and beauty and stuff like that, and I thought that it would be a really good opportunity to get into something like that. So I applied and I read the rules at the time, and I thought to myself, oh god, they're a bit outdated with the whole, with the, especially the one now must never have given birth to a child. It just kind of stuck with me because I'm a second year student midwife, and I was just like, oh, that really doesn't sound great to me. But with the excitement of applying and everything, I overlooked it, and I admit that I did overlook it. And then after a while I said I should email them, like if I feel this way I'm going to email them. So I did, and the reply that I received was one that was just so unexpected. Instead of listening to what I had to say and why I was saying it, they just asked me to leave the competition altogether. Said, why would you be in something that you don't agree with? So I took to social media and put it on my Instagram, explained that I was basically asked to leave the competition for voicing my opinion about the rule, have never given birth to a child. And it kind of blew up on social media here in Ireland. A lot of people were talking about it, and I got a lot of messages from past entries who were like, the same thing happened to me. Like when they found out I had a child, I was disqualified, or I was asked to leave, or told that I would never win, that I could take part, but I could, they would not crown me Miss Ireland, which is just mind-blowing to me.
Yeah,
and then I got in touch with Veronica, and she's amazing as well.
Yeah, and you have set up a petition, haven't you?
Yeah, I set up a petition on change.org, and it has, I think it has nearly 2,500 signatures at the moment. We're getting there. So yeah, I've received like so much support on it. It just, I wasn't expecting the amount of support I got, because to come out and speak up about an organization as big as Miss Ireland, like I was so nervous. I nearly wasn't going to do it, but I have three older sisters and a really strong mother who are like, you need to do this for other people, not just yourself. I don't have a child, by the way. It just was completely the reason that it just didn't fit right with me.
Yeah, because you're working alongside mothers all the time, so it's obviously something that's
important. Yeah, I was looking at them. I sent the email. I was kind of thinking about sending it. It was brewing in my mind the whole time. And then I'm currently on placement in the maternity hospitals in a postnatal ward. So I'm helping like mothers with newborns, and some are younger than me. And it doesn't matter about your age or whatever. But, you know, I'm looking at them thinking they have their whole life ahead of them, and they can't. Someone is just singling them out because they have a baby or they have given birth.
Yeah.
And I just couldn't, I couldn't cope anymore. It was like, just send the email you need to. So I did. And I know it wasn't the outcome that I had hoped, but it was better than staying in a competition that singles them out, I suppose.
That you weren't happy with. Yeah. Because some of the other rules was be unmarried or never have been married, shall be of good character, hold a valid Irish passport. Like there's quite a few here. All right.
Yeah, there's a lot of them are very just, they're just not needed to be in a pageant. It's just not, they don't have a place there. They're just so outdated. They need to be gone.
Yeah, and we're also joined by Veronica, who was Miss Ukraine, or is Miss Ukraine.
Yeah, hi guys, hello everyone. So my name is Veronika Didusenko, and I was titled Miss Ukraine in 2018, but then I was disqualified for the reason of being a mother. Mm-hmm. But at the time, I stood up to the unfair rules of the beauty pageant, which really discriminate against women based on their protected characteristic of family status, maternity, and pregnancy. Mm-hmm. And I wanted to add to the blues feeling about the rules that terms and conditions of entry include a requirement that competitor is a person who has never given birth to a child, but that also implies that it's not only mother who have children who are not considered eligible, but also those who have given birth to a stillborn child, mm-hmm. or mothers whose child has passed away since birth. And this totally leads us back to the only, you know, logical conclusion that Miss World believes women who are no longer virgins are not worthy contestants. Exactly. And that is a completely irrational belief to hold in society in the 21st century and today. So, the work of me and my team, continues to attract support from women worldwide, many of whom have similar stories to my and to, you know, to Blues to share. And I have on my online petition, and Blue has her own online petition, and we're working on how to make them one, how to unite them. And so we're calling on the organizers of Miss World, and my petition calls of Miss Universe, because there are four biggest beauty pageants, mm-hmm. Miss World, Miss Universe, Miss International, and Miss Earth, which still hold the same rules. So we're calling them to allow mothers to enter their competitions. And my petition has already almost 25,000 signatures. So I really calling out for everyone to sign it and join our movement.
And I did reach out to them for a statement, and they haven't come back to me yet. So I suppose we'll wait and see, because they might have to come back.
Yeah, I think they're just ignoring the whole situation at the moment. I think they released one statement to RTE when I was on RTE last week, and it was like the statement said was like, the person in question, Blue Scannell, knew exactly what she was signing up for. It was more of like an attack on a 19-year-old girl than a statement. And everyone agreed it was more like a blame kind of thing. But the statement, they haven't apologized for anything. But I know a lot of girls in Miss Dublin category have dropped out. I know there's still a few who are running, but a lot of people are really outraged with the response and stuff, and they've left the competition.
And I suppose it's kind of a sign of a bigger problem that we have, isn't it really?
Yeah, it's really a communication problem as well. Like, not just the rules, it's deeper than that. Like, look what happens if you disagree with something. It's, they don't talk to you or work out the way you're feeling or anything. It's just hit the road, leave the competition.
You've had a lot of support though. There's been a lot of people that have
stepped forward who've
also been past contestants as well.
Yeah, past contestants. Like last year, the current Miss Ireland, Chelsea Farrell, has been amazing. She's really supportive, and she herself is a student midwife as well. And she came out and said that she's had a really rough journey with Miss Ireland. And I think Holly Carpenter as well, she had a tough time with them, but she also agrees with the rule, and they were really supportive girls. Thank you so much to them.
And Veronica, let me talk to you about Right to Be a Mother, because that's your campaign, isn't it? Or that's your organization.
You know, I wanted to, you said it's like it's a much bigger problem. And, you know, my view is that Miss World's entry criteria and their defense of them represent like really sorely outdated views of women's role and place in the family and in wider society. And even more worryingly, that they also imply a woman's worth is defined, as I said, by her virginity. So, you know, world is different now. It's not the same as was 70 years ago when the rules were written. Yeah. So women now can work, can achieve their goals, to develop their careers, and there should not be boundaries to it, you know.
So it's something that really needs to be looked at.
Yeah. So Right to Be Mother is, you know, we have registered NGO this year, non-governmental organization, which I'm really proud of. We have a small team working in Kiev. We have a team in London. We also have lawyers who represent our cause. And it's a big campaign, which are really supported by, I don't know, thousands of women. All of the followers on my social media are people who support the right to be a mother, which I'm really, to whom I'm really grateful for that. So absolutely, it's a big deal now. And so, I wanted to add about like Miss World that if they're inclusive beauty pageants, mm-hmm. they can be so empowering for women, and mm-hmm. you know, especially for those who are from less privileged or underrepresented backgrounds. And these successful global events have helped to launch careers of many contestants, and it's a chance to develop your professional sphere, as Blue said that she wanted to succeed in her
further career,
Instagram blogging. So it's a great platform, which if it's inclusive, which is amazing.
Yeah, absolutely. So hopefully we will see change. You both are kind of doing so much work now that hopefully it will get the ball rolling.
I don't think it's hopefully, it should happen at some point, mm-hmm. sooner, you know. It's gonna happen. It's just
definitely
now a little bit like later, but you know, those causes are happening because my campaign is 3 years now. Yeah. I can see scandals like that happening all the time in many countries. So sooner or later, Miss Julia Morley, who is the CEO of Miss World, she will have to change the archaic rules, which are definitely not in place. Yeah. In our day and age.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, thank you, Blue, and thank you, Veronica, for joining me and telling us all about it and telling us about the campaigns, and everyone go support them, basically.
Thank you so much. Thanks so much, Louise.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for your support.
FM 104 Sunday Night Live with Louise Tai.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up Quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's Quince.com/upgrade.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.